Esther Johnson is with the Manning Food Bank. She also takes care of the Christmas hamper programs up in the land of the mighty moose. And she joins us on the line today. Esther, thank you very much for joining us. How are things going so far at the food bank going into the holiday season?
Well, they seem to be a little slower than last year. We don't have as many requests for Christmas hampers, which is great, because last year we were a little overwhelmed. But this year, things seem to be evening out.
How surprised are you that clientele for the Manning Food Bank is not up this year, especially with the economy and inflation the way it is?
I guess just to clarify, the Christmas hamper program is slow, but the food bank itself is not. We've seen an increase in use in the food bank, but not the Christmas hamper program so far this year.
How can one be involved with the Christmas hamper program, and what is needed for it?
Anyone can be involved. Currently, I have volunteers lined up. And we haven't had a problem finding volunteers this year, which is great. Donations can be made directly to the food bank, either cash, check, whichever, or food donations. And for food donations, we look for anything that is non-perishable.
How helpful is it that the provincial government has stepped up for the second year in a row and provided grant money to food banks across the province? That includes, of course, the Manning Food Bank.
It is imperative that we have those kinds of grants coming from the federal government. We operate strictly on donations and grant money. And so when the federal government donates or gives grants like that, it helps with our operations throughout the year.
On a personal level here, Esther, how heartwarming is it for you to be handing out the hampers and handing out to the people in need, especially during the holiday season, and see the enlightened reaction that they have when they receive these gifts?
It is very, it pulls at the heartstrings for sure, to see that we're helping families who are in dire need of food throughout the year, but especially at Christmas time, that we can provide everything that they need for a Christmas meal, especially when there's children involved. There's nothing like making sure that our children in our community are fed at Christmas time.
Esther, fingers crossed that everybody from the food bank and everybody who is receiving from the food bank has a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. And especially to our donators, our donors rather, it is, we cannot function without people in the community that help out either volunteering with donations. It's just heartwarming to see that our community steps forward all the time to make sure people that are in need have what they need.
Esther Johnson is with the Manning Food Bank and the Christmas Hamper Program up in the lands of the mighty moose. Esther, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.